KSRN News, I'm Mary Rose. American Enterprise Institute analyst Matthew Continetti says it's quite probable that Iranian leaders don't fully grasp the damage that the U.S. and Israeli militaries have inflicted on their country.
They don't know the full picture of what's going on. They don't have access to the full range of information. And that does mean, as my colleague Fred Kagan suggests, that when the war ends, they're going to come up from their bunkers, they're going to look around, and they're going to find that the Iranian regime has been dealt a punishing, and I hope lethal, blow.
Continetti was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. There are about 2.5 billion Christians in the world, and the vast majority of them are celebrating the resurrection today. In Israel, security measures are limiting the number of people who can gather for fear of Iranian missiles. Meanwhile, here in the U.S., churches expected some of their largest crowds this year. Georgia's voting system is at the center of a dispute that state lawmakers have yet to resolve. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The Georgia General Assembly ended its annual session on Friday without a plan for new equipment to overhaul the state's voting system by a July deadline. Lawmakers failed to offer a solution after months of debate, and that's raising questions about how Georgians will vote in November. Currently, voters in that battleground state make their choices on Dominion voting machines, which then print ballots with a QR code. President Trump has targeted those machines following his 2020 election loss, but state law still requires counties to use the machines. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Afghanistan Disaster Management Authority says widespread flooding, landslides, and lightning strikes triggered by heavy rain and storms across the country have left 77 people dead. This is SRN News. Latin American voters see a role for religion in government.
There are looming presidential elections in Brazil, Colombia, and Peru, and a new poll from the Pew Research Center indicates that in each of those nations, about two-thirds of voters say they want a president who will defend their religious beliefs. A similar percentage in each country also say they believe the Bible should be the basis for their laws, and even half of non-religious people tell Pew they feel the same way. Michael Harrington reporting.
A 25-year-old mentally ill Spanish woman who is not suffering from any terminal illness has taken her own life through physician-assisted suicide. Noela Castillo fought a 2-year legal battle with her family over her right to do so. As the family's struggle unfolded, Castillo's case was closely followed in Spain, which passed legislation in 2021 legalizing assisted suicide. This is SRN News. Eulogy for the CIA Facebook, the fact book, the free standard for world facts, long on an educational staple, is gone. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Decades before Google became an everyday verb, there was the CIA World Factbook. The Trump administration shut it down, and there's been much lamenting about the demise of a free source that many people used to check basic facts about countries. The end came February 4th in a fond farewell post from the spy agency. The CIA saying the decision reflects an agency whose core mission has changed over the years. Factbook fans say they'll miss the trusted reference point, but to critics, the Factbook never really stayed truly neutral. I'm Julie Walker.
March Madness is coming to an end. The Michigan Wolverines and UConn will meet up Monday. More details, SRNNews.com.